Did you know that cannabis was recently legalized in Canada? With this new legalization, the laws surrounding cannabis use and driving have also been affected. You have probably heard that cannabis use does not affect your driving, but that statement is a myth. Some of the effects cannabis has on a person driving are reduced alertness, altered perception of time and distance, and it also results in reduced ability to react to unexpected events on the road. We at Mothers Against Drunk Driving are here to keep impaired drivers off of the roads and to keep the people of our community safe.
Go to mad.ca to learn more about driving under the influence.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. That's just my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM. This is the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Mysterio. We just listened to Camisole K. They are from Lyon in France. And we listened to the song Dark Night, which is part of their brand new album, Diary. Before that, we listened to Harvested. They are from Ottawa, here in Quebec, or sorry, Ontario, Canada. And we listened to their self-titled song, Harvested, which is part of their brand new album, Dysthymia. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Sephia Day Variable from Kelowna in BC. And we listened to the song Encounter from their brand new album, Primordial Reverie. And let's continue our chat with Ryan to go to the next level.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. It's addicting.
Well, that's a good addiction, let me tell you. If you can say that in a sentence. Oh, anyway, yeah. they're gonna cancel my show now. No, just kidding. Oh, okay. So where can people find your music? I don't know if you have merch or videos or I don't know.
I'm basically everywhere. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. I have a website, which is just sephiadayvariable.com. And then I also have a Bandcamp page where I have physical CDs and a YouTube channel where I post under the same name. And I post playthrough videos and stuff like that. And I'm planning on doing some production stuff in the future there. So,
all right. Would you say that this album was kind of maybe a themed one, or I don't know if concept is the right word, but or was it more like a collection of your experiences, feelings?
It's very much a concept album. Even though it's instrumental, every song in the album kind of had a visual that drove it in my mind, and so it does have a bit of a story, but it also has the second aspect of it in that it's kind of a metaphorical reproduction of my evolution as a musician, which comes off a little bit interesting because the first half of the album is very almost a fantasy feel with a lot of strings and melody, and the first couple singles kind of show that, whereas the later half of the album goes completely off the rails and it comes as a more of a sci-fi piece. We go into a lot of odd time signatures. Like there's a song on there with, I think, 68 time signature changes in it. It goes very into the progressive metal influences. And it's kind of, I knew that was a little bit of a polarizing decision when I chose to continue like that. And part of it was that my tastes have just changed so much. So when I start at the beginning of the album, it's very much, you know, these melodic kind of, I wouldn't say accessible, but it's a little bit more accessible, a little more appealing to people who aren't really deep into progressive music. And that was where I grew up, like a lot of Iron Maiden, a lot of bands like, yeah, you got your Iron Maiden, Dream Theater, Nightwish, you know, all sorts of different bands in there that have symphonic elements. Then later in the album is where probably about two-thirds of the way through I start to get into more of my modern tastes, which are a lot, tend to be a lot darker, heavier, as well as just more oddball, like very strange time signature changes, strange song structure. Like you won't find a song after the first few that are, you know, follow your standard verse chorus structure. But I still very much focus on cohesion in my writing. I don't want it to seem like I'm just trying to do things for the sake of it. And I think I achieved that. At my pre-screening at my house here, I had a bunch of musicians locally, and they all kind of said the same thing, and that they felt like they were seeing a riveting story here, which is was really high praise because it's what I was attempting to do, and it's broken into three acts. So you have your first act, your second act, your third act, and I think the coolest thing for me was when somebody who I'm not really that affiliated with as far as, like, he hadn't heard the album before, he heard the album and he said, I feel like it was in 3X, and he didn't know anything about it because that wasn't publicly available information yet. It made me feel really good because I got no lyrics to say that, but they felt it, so that came across.
No, that's cool. Again, you know, another piece of motivation for you. Yeah, that sounds, yeah, I guess that must have felt pretty good that, you know, the message you wanted to, you know, send was received. you know, even if it was by...
It was a small screening. Everybody loved it, which was pretty cool. It's interesting because you'll see once I have a second album, it's very much going to be more towards the things that people see in the end of this album. It's very much kind of an origin story of me coming out as a commercial musician, or not a commercial musician, but somebody actually releasing my music to the public. So, yeah.
And I guess for the upcoming event in, I guess, next year, are you planning of having like guest musicians, or just, you know, having a little laptop and the laptop and you and
that's all it's going to be. It's going to be, I'm going to be doing a guest appearance at a booth at NAMM, which is just an industry convention entirely for musicians. So it's kind of, you cut out your guitar and you put a backing track on a laptop and you play. It should be fun. Yeah, I've always wanted to go. I actually have never been to NAMM, so it's quite exciting to me. So.
I see. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Hopefully it goes well. And yeah, maybe remind us also a little before it is, and we can also share the word. I guess I have one more question. Like, how did you came with the name of the band project?
So I had a lot of names in mind, and I realized every single word in the English language, every single word in every Latin language, it's all been taken by a metal band. every D&D character or creature, there is nothing out there that does not have a band affiliated. And one of the things I really wanted was to have no affiliations at all. I like it that when you look up a band, I want to see one band with that name. And so I stumbled across Cepheid Variable, which is it's a type of star, basically. Now, I love the name. I designed, I started working on a logo and things like that for it. And then I found a EDM artist on Spotify that I can't even find him when I search for it. And I kept searching, and sure enough, there was somebody with the name. So then my wife actually found the term Cepheidae, which is a family of jellyfish. Has absolutely nothing to do with anything, but I thought it was a fun play on words, so it became Cepheidae Variable.
There you go. Yeah, I love to hear
the most metal name.
No, sorry, go on. I was gonna say I just love to hear band name stories. You know, I've heard from, you know, science fiction, you know, terms or you know, related words to something that happened in a, you know, party at 3 o'clock in the morning, to you know, to something like this, right? That it's a, you know, and I'm not sure how many people know that that's how you call a family of jellyfish. Like, it's like a trivia question, you know, for 2 points.
Well, it's a specific group of jellyfish. It's the most obscure term out there, but I enjoy those stories too. I mean, you find I particularly like the band Nospoon. No spoon. It's just a Matrix reference. I don't understand it, but I thought it was funny. their bass player actually mastered the album. I did the mixing on it. I might have misspoke before, but I did the mixing and production, but I actually wanted the second of ears, so I got him to master the album, which was really cool because that's one of my favorite progressive bands of the last few years, actually.
Well, that's great. Even more collaboration over there. That's great. Well, thank you for being with us tonight. I'm not sure if I missed something or you wanna comment something before we say goodnight.
No, I don't really have anything. Thanks for having me on. It's been great.
Yes, it was really fun, and congratulations on everything. I mean, you know, your project, you know, your kid, your dad, like that's very nice that everything went. Yeah. Or it's going well, and yeah, like I said, let us know if you want, you know, we can spread the word when you're going to the NAMM, or do, you know, do a single, whatever, just ping us and we'll help you spread the word.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
All right, thank you very much again.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Are you interested in radio? Community-based media? You can join CJSF 90.1. We're a volunteer-run community radio station, and we always have space for new volunteers to become programmers, review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided, and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Again, that's vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Or you can visit our website, cjsf.ca. It's CJSF 90.1, diverse, independent, and yours.
Atención.
Atención.